Let's get Kyle Talley up here.
Thanks, dude. First and foremost, I want to apologize sincerely to the teachers in the audience for kids like me and for myself. So I don't like to talk about my high school experiences that much, mostly because I'm afraid of being seen as one of those people who peaked in high school. One of those folks who can't seem to escape the glory days of their high school years, but maybe I am. You see, I'm a minority among my geeky brethren here. I had a really great high school experience. Or at least, I thought I did in high school. To me, school was a game. It wasn't about learning or getting good grades. It was about socializing and seeing how far I could push my teachers in the system. I realized early on that I could get away with a lot, almost anything, if I was well-spoken and funny. I know I probably sound like a sociopath, but I would examine teachers for weakness on the first day of class just to see the limits of what I could get away with. I'm not really sure where the mindset came from. I was raised by incredibly loving and supportive parents who wanted me to work hard. I think it might have come from an admiration of T.J. Detweiler from Disney's Recess, but I'm not sure. Regardless, I got away with far too much. My senior year, I had 48 absences and 65 tardies. All excused. That same year, I was elected homecoming king. I would skip class to go hang out with friends in other classes, and the teachers would allow it. I would eat at all four lunch periods, and I was allowed to drop Spanish class and become an office aide, you know, one of the people who takes notes from the office to classes, because I had beef with the teacher of that Spanish class, and the administration sided with me. I had to write an English paper, a 3,000-word paper, to pass English my senior year. Instead of writing the paper, I drew three pictures, and underneath it wrote, "Each are worth 1,000 words." And I got an A. I graduated with an advanced diploma, which is meaningless, but I even though my GPA was way too low and I didn't receive the approved language credit. And this is from one of the top 100 school districts in the country. Now, before you think I'm just bragging, understand that to me this is lamenting. You see, because I BS'd my way through high school, when I graduated I had nothing. I didn't get into college because my GPA was a 1.5. So when all my peers went off to their four-year schools, I was stuck at home living with my parents. When I went to community college, it kicked my butt because I had no idea how to study or write a paper or take notes. And though I did get into a four-year college eventually, it took a lot of work, was something I wasn't used to. And I'm embarrassed now because I took advantage of the system. And I took advantage of my parents, and I took advantage of some really great teachers, and I cheated myself out of a good education. I thought I was playing a game, but it turned out I was only playing myself. Thank you.
Thanks, Kyle. That's a good message to all the youth out there. It's weird that we have a wholesome year stories. Since I think I know the answer to this, Kyle, what was your essay about, your photo essay?
It had to be a comparative essay for Hamlet, and mm-hmm. So I compared in stick figure drawings the G.I. Joe cartoon movie,
yep,
and Hamlet,
yep,
in three dioramic style pictures.
I hope you got in the part where Sergeant Slaughter goes crazy.
That's I did.
That's the best.